FM 90.3 WJTL, Matt Maher, all the people said amen. Good morning to you, 719.
Weather-wise today, mostly cloudy, high 81. Maybe a shower. We'll see. A better chance of maybe a shower on the overnight tonight. Low 62. 80s for the high tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, partly sunny and 84 Saturday. Upper 70s and partly sunny for Sunday. Right now, we're stuck at 58.
Today, our friends Mary and Karen are here talking about the Community 5K to benefit Homes of Hope. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Karen Bender is here. She and Mary both on the 5K steering committee. And Karen, before we talk about the run, tell us a little bit about Homes of Hope. What's that all about?
Homes of Hope is a relational ministry of Love, Inc., Love in the Name of Christ, here in Lancaster County, and whose mission is to mobilize churches to transform communities through providing transitional housing. So our goal with Homes of Hope in Lampeter, Strasburg, is to open up the first home in the LS school district. There are homes around the county, but Lampeter, Strasburg does not have one currently. So that is our hope with the fundraising that goes with the Community 5K.
And do you have a timeline when you think the home will open or anything like that?
We are really prayerful to open and have our first family in by the end of this year.
Wow. That's amazing. If folks want more information about Homes of Hope, is there something online they could look at?
They can look at Love, Inc.
Okay.
And Homes of Hope, yes.
Love, Inc. and Homes of Hope. Mm-hmm. Very good. And Mary Cunningham's with us. And Mary, to benefit the Homes of Hope, you have a 5K coming up. Tell us about that.
Yes, we do. It's on Saturday, October 21st. Registration, if you haven't pre-registered, you can register from 7:30 to 8:30. The race begins at 9. It's a nice course. We've gotten positive feedback. It goes around some fields, goes around the LSY, starts and ends at Lampeter Church of the Brethren.
Very cool. And you guys are runners, so of course you've gotten positive feedback. Runners are going to love it.
But it's for really any ability.
Right.
We've had walkers. We even had somebody pushing a stroller. So it's really for any ability, any age. I think last year we even had someone in the 70 and over category.
Wow. The Community 5K race is coming up October the 21st. If folks want to sign up, if they want to sign up their family, their group, anything like that, what's the best way for them to
do
that?
Yes, at this point, you can go to the website, the www.community5k.com, and you can get information about registration. You can even register online.
And I understand you have some prizes?
Yes, we have very generous donations from community events. This is a community, a number of churches have gone together to do this, so it's kind of for the community, by the community. And a lot of our local businesses have donated door prizes, and you don't have to win your age group or anything. Just run, and we'll pull a number out, and you might even win a door prize.
That's very cool. Sign up online, community5k.com. Did we mention that you guys said that the community got together and said this was the biggest need in your area?
Yeah, someone in the local churches sort of did a survey just wondering how the churches can serve the community, and one of the needs was a need for transitional housing.
Wow, this is a great opportunity for you to impact that as well, the Community 5K. Coming up October 21st, it starts and ends at Lampeter Church of the Brethren. It's to benefit Homes of Hope. You could sign up online, community5k.com. We'll talk to Mary and Carrie coming up more in just a bit. Stick around. Right now, Switchfoot, this is